This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for February 19th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with a story from Tom Thompson of John Lothian News. The title is, No Virginia, There Is No Santa Claus, He Was Demutualized. If you're like me, someone who has never bought even a single datum, let alone multiple subscriptions with multiple vendors, Acuity's newest report on market data makes a fascinating reading. The most amazing thing in the whole report was the statement on page 7. Over two-thirds of bank respondents reported their data fees to be in excess of $250,000 per month. I spent 30 of my pre-muckraking years working for global derivatives exchanges. For many of those years, we heard complaints from our members and customers that data fees were eating them alive, but I had no idea that fees were rising to such levels. Of course, part of the rise in the reported level of data charges to the banks results from the concentration of banks and brokerages. But more than $250,000 per month? Wow! Some data are still free for the public, and a little more data are free on exchange members' trading screens. But even members will pay up for microsecond depth of book indications. To read the rest of this commentary, find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Don't miss the AFM virtual panel discussion, Technology Innovation, on February 26, 2021 at 1300 to 1400 CET. The panel will explore the impact that COVID has led on the technology that market professionals have previously taken for granted. Is it ahead of the game or has it lagged behind compared to the products developed for the retail market? Has technology enabled a wider product set to be taken to the market either by markets directly or through the input of ISVs and other significant connectivity providers? Will 2021 see any truly innovative market developments that have taken advantage of the advances that have been made in the use and availability of technology? The multi-talented Clive Furness of Contango Markets UK will moderate, and the panelists include Louis John Banthis, STT South Africa, Mauricio Edward Perez y Souza, Plantagrio, Mexico, Pat Kenny, CQG, Martin Bain, Venner Technologies, Michael Gatney, Connemara, and a representative of Metbarifex. For registration, please send an email to conference@afmorg.net. The World Federation of Exchanges issued a report, Full Year 2020 Market Highlights. The report offers the first opportunity to study the impact of the events of 2020 on markets holistically and looks across market capitalization, listed companies, IPOs, volumes, and value traded in multiple asset classes, including equities, derivatives, futures, options, and ETFs. Gary Jones posted on LinkedIn a paper by John R. Bryson, professor of enterprise and economic geography at the University of Birmingham, titled London Continued Future as a Global Financial Center. Andre Capon, Leon Bitten, Ricardo Angulo of the CBM Group, New York, New York, have published a commentary titled Derivatives Exchanges in Emerging Markets, Key Success Factors. I did not understand yesterday at the congressional hearings about the GameStop issues that John Wick testified. Vlad Tenev looks a lot like Keanu Reeves in a black suit and tie and white shirt. I really liked the congressman yesterday who could not pronounce Citadel correctly and read an unanswerable question to Ken Griffin. When asked to clarify the question, the congressman just read the question again, which utterly showed he had no idea of the inanity of what he was asking. Some Texans are using their 2021 Ford F-150 trucks to power their homes during the storm-induced power outages. The trucks come with a very handy portable generator function. John Sattergreen, the publisher of Scudder Publishing Group and managing editor of Enlist, is the latest to give to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Scudder Publishing is home to The Desk, a widely circulated weekly digital newsletter, and its companion publication, Early View. Scudder is a leading energy news and information publishing company founded in 1997. I have a lot of respect for the work John does, and given the problems of the southern U.S. right now around energy, John's company's work is that much more important. Thank you to John and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. Rana Forahar, an associate editor of the Financial Times and Global Business columnist, is joining the lineup of keynote speakers at this year's virtual FIA conference, Boca V. She is expected to speak about the shifts occurring in globalization, the political economy, and the digital economy, and offer analysis of emerging markets, women in the workplace, education, and the disruption of big tech. To register for Boca V, go to FIA.org. Also, the 2021 Options Conference has announced two of their keynote speakers for the conference, which takes place virtually from Monday, 28-29-2021. SEC Acting Chair Allison Lee will be the keynote speaker for the day one of the conference. The keynote speaker for day two will be Randall Quarles, Vice Chair for Supervision, Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. You can find out more about the conference and register with a link in today's newsletter. Suzanne Cosgrove reported, people in Bermuda will soon be able to buy rum with digital currency. Canadian fintech firm Bidali and Bermuda Rum Company Goslings Limited have announced a new pilot program allowing customers to buy rum with Bermuda's digital dollar. Goslings will accept digital Bermuda dollars through the Stellar Network, and the first phase of the project will reportedly be coordinated by Canadian and Bermudan tech consultant Penrose Partners. Bermuda seems to be quickly becoming a hub of digital asset businesses. This puts Miami International Holdings, or MIH, the holding company for MIAX, in a fairly advantageous position if they plan to get more into digital assets. MIH acquired a controlling stake in the Bermuda Stock Exchange in November 2019 and then 100% ownership last December. Both press releases announcing the moves touted Bermuda's blockchain-friendly laws like the Digital Asset Business Act of 2018. BSX and MIH also launched the Hashdex NASDAQ Crypto Index ETF last September. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Don't forget to register for Boca V. Go to www.fia.org to register. Here is a press release from the FIA. FIA endorses industry-led climate finance principles. FIA President and CEO Walt Lucan today made the following statement on the release of the Pan Trade Financial Industry Association Statement of Principles financing a U.S. transition to a sustainable low-carbon economy. Climate change poses real risk to financial stability in our global economy. These risks include direct financial risks from extreme weather, as well as the transition risks associated with fundamental changes in how the world does business. FIA endorses today's principles and commits to working with companies, other trade organizations, and governments to address the pressing need of climate change. My comment, timely statement given the events in the southern U.S. and their weather problems. Here is a story from the Financial Times penned by Bill Gates. Bill Gates, my green manifesto. The billionaire philanthropist offers four bold ideas to help business take on climate crisis. In the conversations I have about climate change, one question comes up more than any other. How can I help? Sometimes it's an individual who simply wants to know whether to stop buying plastic straws. Answer, it doesn't do much for climate change, but it does help the environment in other ways. Just as often, though, the question comes from someone working on a larger scale. For example, a chief executive who wants to know, what can my company do that will really make a difference? My comment, I don't like the word manifesto. It reminds me of the Unabomber. Here is another press release from the FIA. FIA highlights CCP margin pro-cyclicality concerns to European regulators. FIA today presented to the European Securities and Markets Authority, or ESMA, on the issues experienced in the spring of 2020 when high volatility and pro-cyclicality of margin requirements were experienced in the global clearing system. During this period, the high number and the large number of margin calls drove demand for liquid assets just as those assets were scarce due to market stresses. Such a drive for liquid assets can contribute to the stress in the financial system. FIA's presentation consisted of an analysis of data on margin requirements at several major derivatives clearinghouses, and it contained a set of recommendations aimed at mitigating the pro-cyclicality of margin requirements. FIA first issued these recommendations in a white paper. My comment, the word of the day is pro-cyclicality. Here is a press release from the New York Stock Exchange. SPAC growth, sector, and trends. SPACs are the talk of the town, but until 2 years ago, few investors were even familiar with the term special purpose acquisition company, even though SPACs, sometimes thought of as blank check companies, have been around since the 1990s. So what exactly is a SPAC? It's an entity formed via a capital raising on the NYSE or other exchange. The entity is formed by sponsors with particular expertise for specific purpose of merging an existing, typically late stage private company. The private company is not known to the SPAC investors or the SPAC sponsors at the time of the IPO. The SPAC typically has 2 years to find a merger candidate or it is liquidated. In the meantime, the funds raised by the SPAC generate interest in an account. The event of the merger between the SPAC and the private company essentially makes the private company public, so that company needs to be ready for the requirements associated with being a listed entity. My comment, NYSE, offering some help to explain SPAC. Here are your top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was Bloomberg's The Real Battle for the City of London. Second was John Lothian News, Option Basics for Newbies. Mind Your Greeks, Professor Says, from Suzanne Cosgrove. Third was a repeat. Trading Technologies appoints new President, Chief Financial Officer, EVP, Global Head of Sales, and Chief Technology Officer. Your Crypto Markets Wiki Coin of the Week is Bitcoin. Bitcoin began trading at a price exceeding $50,000 per Bitcoin this week for the first time ever, though some analysts, including strategist Nicholas Panagritsoglou from JP Morgan and Megan Hsu from Wilmington Trust, say this price won't last. Here are your Markets Wiki statistics of the day. The site now has 200,789,768 pages viewed. There are 25,424 pages on the site. There have been 230,478 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.